This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group, big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments in 2018, and on board for Todd Wright Tour 2019. Our first event will be Super Bowl Saturday at the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Golf Club on McMullen Booth Road. If you'd like golf information, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com anytime. And when you're at one of my golf events, if you'd like to say hi to the team from Brandon Legal Group, just to put name with a face for that time in your life, if it ever comes where you have a legal need. And look, they are a full-service law firm, so you don't need to ask the question, well, I need this type of law. I need this type of legal advice. I need this type of practicing law for help. Full service law firm. They have it covered. And also, you do not need to live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate in Brandon, Florida, for Brandon Legal Group to help you. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. And they're always available for a free consult. So the phone call costs you nothing, and they will tell you if they can help you, and then we'll go from there. Just remember the number for when you need them, or just remember that they support every Todd Wright Tour event, and if you forget the number, you can always email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, and I'll tell you the number again. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. And I'm thrilled to have them going into 2019, not only as a supporter of the Todd Wright Tour, but as a continuing supporter of what we do from a podcast standpoint. Now, the Bucks season is obviously coming to an end, but I have something new coming, and Brandon Legal Group is on board to sponsor it. Stay tuned for information on that. All right, let's get right to it. In what is a playoff week for many of you, Week 15 National Football League. For those of you that didn't make the playoffs or maybe lost last week, you have a fifth place game or a consolation semifinal or a seventh place game this week or a ninth place game, something. Play it out. Now, as it relates to the Bucks-Ravens matchup, this is the matchup we talk about every week in the Bucks Bulletin Edition, specific to the Bucks and their opponent from a fantasy perspective. For other fantasy information, we cover that in the multiple Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcasts presented by Hooters that are regularly available early part and end of the week. So the Bucks Bulletin, as it's done all year, specific to the Bucks and whatever their opponent is that week. There isn't much here, and it's simple why. Bucks playing out the string, and Ravens making a push for the playoffs with a very predictable throwback-type offense, which limits what you can do as it relates to Baltimore Raven wide receivers, especially. Take it from me as a John Brown owner who won me a couple of games this year in the podcast league. Since Lamar Jackson has taken over, John Brown has not been someone I've even considered starting. I kept him on my roster just in case. Sure, he caught a late touchdown last week in the game against the Chiefs, but that's about it. That's not worth being in the starting lineup. So we have very little worthwhile from a fantasy standpoint in season-long leagues as it relates to Bucks and Ravens. All right, so first for the Ravens. We now know Lamar Jackson will get the start at quarterback. Joe Flacco might be active for the game and be available as Lamar Jackson's backup. Ravens are firmly in the playoff chase. So if you are playing Lamar Jackson, and I have played him in my podcast league for the rushing yards especially, There is a danger of him not getting all the snaps in this game, or if he fumbles too much or turns it over via the interception, John Harbaugh now can go to Joe Flacco, a Super Bowl MVP quarterback, and totally change the offense, and then Lamar might be done for the day. Or he can mix Flacco in certain situations. So Jackson is in a playoff situation this week for you. Jackson comes with a bit more risk than he did in previous weeks because the expectation is that Flacco will be active. Now, even if Flacco is active and even if he mixes in for a few plays, Jackson could still have a productive fantasy game. But fantasy is often about snaps and about volume. And there is at least the risk you run with Jackson this week that he could be replaced for any number of snaps or in any number of situations, or he could be pulled if he's not hanging on to the football that well. He's had some interceptions as well. The fumbles are more concerning than the interceptions. So he's a risky single quarterback league start. I still think he's a worthwhile two quarterback league start. And no, don't get creative and put Flacco in, because that's just guessing. Now, if you want to throw Flacco in a DFS situation in a tournament, that could be interesting because the price is low and there is potential that Flacco could play. You're rolling the dice, but for a quarter or 50 cents, if Flacco ends up in there and putting up points, they're not going to be a lot of people playing him, but that's a DFS situation only. Elsewhere on the Ravens, Gus Edwards is a name that has surfaced while Lamar Jackson has been quarterback. Gus Edwards has been basically a power runner. Not a threat to catch balls out of the backfield, much as the Ravens have been running sort of a throwback offense. Ball control with Lamar Jackson at the helm. Gus Edwards is a throwback ground and pound running back. And he may be a little spent. He split time last week. Here was a name we haven't heard in a while. Kenneth Dixon of the Ravens actually put up decent numbers. And Dixon is a hot name on the waiver wire this week. I would imagine Edwards is going to get first shot to make those interior runs against the Buccaneers. But Dixon is going to mix in, and I would imagine Dixon will be out there on a lot of down and distance plays. So Edwards is also not as strong a play as he was, say, a couple of weeks ago. Kenneth Dixon, if you are desperate for a running back for whatever reason this week, I mean, honestly, I think Dixon's a better play than Edwards this week, but that's just from a Ravens standpoint and a waiver desperation standpoint as it relates to Baltimore's team. While Jackson has made some throws to, say, Willie Snead, a little bit to Crabtree, not much to John Brown. He's been thrown to the tight ends because the tight ends run the shorter, safer routes. And I think the Ravens have been very careful about getting guys really open for Jackson, kind of like Nagy does in Chicago for Mitchell Trubisky. There's still nothing about any particular tight end that excites me as it relates to the Ravens. So Lamar Jackson, I think, is more of a two quarterback league starter this week. Dixon is worthwhile to pick up on waivers if you're really desperate for a running back play or a flex play. He could be of consideration. I don't love Gus Edwards this week based on what happened last week in the game against the Chiefs and how he lost volume to Kenneth Dixon. From the Buccaneers standpoint, the Ravens defense will make life very difficult for the often productive in yardage and sometimes in points Buccaneers offense. There is certainly the potential for Jameis Winston to turn it over in this football game. It's not at home for the Bucs, where the Bucs have spent the majority of the last month. They go back on the road to Baltimore. The Bucs are simply playing for their paychecks and for the game tape they put down for whomever is going to evaluate them either here or somewhere else if they are cut, while the Ravens are playing for a playoff spot. And some of those guys might be playing because they've made this push, winning, what, three of the last four with Lamar Jackson as their quarterback if they like him, feeling Joe Flacco is going to move on after this season. Either way, Ravens have a lot more to play for, have one of the few defenses in football which, like the Cowboys and like the Bears, make you, from a fantasy standpoint, think twice about putting players in your lineup against that defense. So Winston, to me, is a two-quarterback league play only this week. Not a single-quarterback league player. Mike Evans, I don't think he's a wide receiver one this week. Wide receiver two, sure. I don't think you sit him. But for the second straight week, I think you lower your expectations, like last week against the Saints. No touchdown. There was some yardage there. Got you, what, roughly 8 points in yardage. That should be about your expectation. I mean, Evans could end up in the end zone. We'll get to Cameron Brate here in a moment. So I know you've played Evans all year. If you have a better option, then maybe this is a week you sit Mike Evans because it doesn't look like a favorable matchup. But short of you having established guys that have put up numbers all year and you've sort of just rotated them in and out around Evans, I would think Evans still finds a place in your lineup. Just don't expect a big game. Cameron Brate. The matchup did not look like a good one for Brate. He only caught two balls. Yeah, they were both for touchdowns. Okay. That's very touchdown dependent, but it still shows that in the red zone, Jameis looks for him. And we've always known that. That's not changed. I'm sure he will again, but just going to be a lot tougher for the Bucs to even get in the red zone against the Baltimore Ravens. But if you want to plug and play Cameron Brate at the tight end position this week and roll with it, you go right ahead. Because if the Bucs do get in the red zone and if Brate catches one ball, it might be for a touchdown. I do not like touchdown-dependent players. If you rely on touchdown-dependent players in fantasy football, you're probably fighting to avoid last place by this time of year. And maybe that's why those of you who have Brate, you haven't thought enough about yardage and you think too much about touchdowns. But if you want to plug and play Brate, you go right ahead. If you want to ride him a couple of weeks in a row, and actually he's had three touchdowns over the last 3 weeks. Peyton Barber is not a consideration against the Ravens. Even Williams, who got in the end zone a couple of times for the Chiefs against the Ravens, that's more an effect of the Chiefs' offense. And let's not compare the Chiefs' offense and the direction of that team to the Bucs' offense and the direction of the Buccaneers. And Williams got two touchdowns Not that dissimilar from the way Brake got his. It was very touchdown dependent on scoring the fantasy points, not on volume and not on yardage. And I say Williams because Ware is nicked up, but we'll talk more about the Chiefs in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast. No other wide receivers stand out to me. I think Adam Humphries, at this point, if it's a playoff game for you this week, you can do better than Adam Humphries against the Baltimore Ravens. In that case, I would rather play Seth Roberts against the Cincinnati Bengals, just to give you an example. I'm not saying Seth Roberts is better than Adam Humphries, but the Bengals are horrendous and the Ravens are a good defense. I hope you understand what that all means. So there are your limited fantasy options for Ravens Bucks this week in an all-important week in fantasy football, likely your fantasy semifinals, or playing your consolation semifinal, where if you win this week, as is the case in my foundation league, you avoid the last place game with the potential for the last place penalty that comes with it next week. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition is presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group. And when you have a legal need of any type in the greater Tampa Bay area, you can call Brandon Legal Group and ask for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Terrific supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments in 2018 and going forward to 2019, as well as here on future podcasts. More details to come. Talk to you later.